I think the best example is Atlanta. People go to their toilet to flush. There's no water. People go to their kitchen sink or whatever sink, bathroom sink. There's no water. That can, you know, be, let's say, mediated by bringing in bottles of water, cases of water for a certain time. But there comes a point when people just have to leave because there's not enough water. Take that into effect where places like North Carolina now, they have to import their hay to feed their livestock. All the meat, if you will, all the livestock now is being slaughtered because the farmers can no longer, and the livestock raisers can no longer, ranchers can no longer afford to feed their animals. So now you've got a glut of all this animal protein on the market, but guess what? There is nothing in the stream behind it. So I can tell you this, weather modification is the ideal weapon to not only, change the location, people, or herd them into a place where they can be better contained, but it also is the ultimate way of generating famine, which generates death. And that's the point. Weather modification can generate massive drought, which results in massive famine, which results in massive death.
Are they testing this first in other places?
Yes, absolutely. Africa has unfortunately been the test tube of the world. It doesn't matter if it's Ebola, it doesn't matter if it's AIDS, doesn't matter if it's the weather modification. As you know, most hurricanes form off of the western coast of Africa in what's called the Sahel region, S-A-H-E-L. And the point is that there's massive, massive electromagnetic signatures going on, that there's some real nasty technological equipment there. And as everyone probably has heard this in the past, the Sahara used to be a lush, lush area. And now it's the world's, you know, one of the largest deserts.
Of course, yeah, but that happened millions of years ago.
Not millions, George. That's what you're told in the normal course of events. See, this is what makes me crazy about what I would call, how should I say this delicately, the assumptive lying devils, the ALDs, okay? that's very cordial. The point is that, like we're seeing in the Arctic, let's just say this. If you understood that you could take lampblack, you could take carbon, you could take ashes, throw them out on the snow, the sun heats those ashes up, and as the ashes heat up, they melt through different layers of the snow, and then you say, that's pretty simple. But then you wonder exactly what the end game is, and again, if you're putting in billions of watts of energy, and you're scattering microwave energy and every other form of energy across the poles, then you could see that it's getting pretty active. Now kick in another dimension. You know, it's like getting a bucket full of water and dumping in a brick. Obviously, you dump in enough bricks in the water, it's going to raise the volume of water in the pail. Well, the same thing happens when you generate earthquakes or you initiate volcanoes or you start everything rolling. And I've got to tell you, in my book, and I've got to share this, when I started doing the research on this, how I typically would research, over 15 years I'd have multiple file cabinets, and I'm not a guy that puts everything on the computer. I put hardly anything on the computer, but I got files and files and files. Then I take those, and I basically look at the historic audit trail of when this stuff first started getting mentioned, okay, and in what context. And as you carry it forth, it's flabbergasting. I can share this. It will literally take your breath away as to what these individuals have. Now, taking the supernatural element, I believe they are absolutely trying to, how should I say this, terraform the earth, and I say terraform the earth, okay, T-E-R-R-O-R.
Yeah. Not with the A.
Not with the A, and they're getting ready for something to come back or something to be released that needs a different atmosphere. They're killing us. Listen, chemtrails, the most amazing and astonishing thing to me is that people will not do their homework on chemtrails. Cliff Carnicom, there's so many people out there that have done a great job on this, you know. They've written extensively. I remember first starting to talk about this 15 years ago. And again, with Dr. Teller, who was a former head of Majestic, the top secret, you know, if you will, alien control group, what they originally, you know, were planning to, quote, deflect the sun's rays back into the upper atmosphere, et cetera, then all these other groups got involved with testing out different biological agents. I have a dear friend named Linda, who's a former microbiologist, who I'm telling you, when you take photomicrographs of this stuff, it's not tough to figure out the stuff, meaning the chemtrail residue. You know, these are not contrails. Listen, there are absolute protocols for flying across the United States, flying east to west, different altitude than flying west to east. You know, when these guys are playing tic-tac-toe with the what I'd call death spray, the point is that somebody's got to take notice. So when I hear some, and I would say this, paid hack from one of the intelligence agencies or the State Department or anything, well, they're just contrails. Contrails, yeah, like conning. In other words, the bottom line is they are not contrails. These are weapon dispersal activities taking on biological. I mean, barium. Barium is on the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency's material safety data sheet as being poisonous. You know, and you've got all these other things going on. And now I posted, I linked to it for your list, for your listeners to go and look at. But even the Germans are upset now. And there are some German citizens that have filed a suit against the German government because they're monitoring the chemtrail spraying going on. And this is becoming a big deal. We are being terraformed. We are being literally, I would say, presented with different biological and chemical toxins. And God forbid, when those biological chemical toxins are exposed to certain waveforms of electromagnetic radiation, they can take on a toxicity and a lethal, effect that is so, so deadly. Look, we've got so many people with respiratory diseases. We've got so many outbreaks of everything and that you can possibly imagine. And yet, you know, the dumbed-down public, the DDP, just believes the nonsense. Now, not everybody believes it, but the mainstream won't touch this with a 10-foot pole, and I'll tell you why. Because they're vomit brokers. They only regurgitate what the higher-ups tell them to, and they'll never deal with reality. And thank God for talk radio.
Weather wars and unnatural disasters. The unnatural disasters part of that scares me. The weather wars, I can understand that if they fight. Unnatural disasters sounds like it's out of control now, Stephen.
Well, it is, because, again, this is a powerful, powerful statement. This was made by a guy named Keith Harmon, and I love the statement. It's one of my favorite statements. He says, the disparity between public perceptions and military realities is monumental. Now, let me tell you about Cumbre Vieja, okay, because this is real time. Cumbre Vieja is the infamous volcano that's in the Canary Islands on Tenerife, and if it should slide into the ocean, that's where you get the 500-foot wave, if you will, tsunami, that's going to hit the East Coast. I can tell you this, George, from military sources, there is a battle going on, because one of the things in this weather warfare presentation of the Air Force is knowing how to exploit specific geological weaknesses. Does that maybe give you a heads up?